Wheeler in the Morning, the podcast on 92 City FM. World Class Rock.
Hey, you guys want to go first?
I liked it.
Yeah?
I liked it.
So?
I really like it. And there's been some Foo Fighter releases in the past maybe 5 years, maybe longer, 10 years, that I haven't liked as much as that. That I've been kind of, it's Foo Fighters, it's a good song, but it's not I think that's a great song. I really like that.
I think I need to hear it a couple more times before I officially decide.
Say no more.
Play it again this morning.
Yeah, we're going to play it again at 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock just to get you kind of warmed up to it. I'll be honest with you, like I came down off the net yesterday and I listened to it right away and I kind of went, okay. I thought it was a little clunky through the first two thirds a little bit. And then like the last part just, it kicks ass. I mean, it's heavy, it's rock, it's Dave, he's howling. But the first, I mean, I understand like they're trying to incorporate instruments in the vibe of where they're recording from. So that little Stevie Wonder, waka, 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 waka,
I love that.
On the keyboard. That's the first time I went, what is that?
Mm-hmm.
Why are they doing that?
But, I'm ready for him to kick into Superstitious.
Right, yeah. It's kind of like that Stevie Wonder kind of keyboard vibe to it. But I mean, I get it.
Superstition, yeah. But anyway, you know what I mean. Yeah. But it's a good song, Wheels. I'm telling you, man.
And, you're being too critical. It's not an instant classic, but it's good.
This is cool. We've got a copy of the new album to give away every hour today.
Oh, we do.
We do.
So I should really, really read my email.
Yeah,
that's excellent
news.
Play a little hit or miss here at 780 City. Rena, you want to keep track?
Sure.
All right. Hit or miss, what do you think?
Smells underwater.
Smells underwater?
So what does that mean?
Miss.
It's a fart joke?
Well, I don't know. I don't really have to explain it. I mean, like, what kind of smells underwater, you know? Something smelly.
Okay.
So it stinks, he says.
Oh, okay. Thanks, man. You know what they say about a joke that you have to explain?
Makes it even funnier.
And then when you can't explain it. It's like, hi, City.
Hi, guys.
Yeah.
I think it's a hit if I win.
You want the CD?
Yeah, we're not buying votes here. Is it a hit or a miss?
Oh, that's a hit.
Okay, thank you. God, this is harder than it should be.
Wow, pulling teeth this morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi, hit or miss?
I don't really like it.
Okay. All right, that's a miss.
Good morning, City. Hit or miss?
Most definitely a hit.
I agree.
Good morning, City. Hit or miss?
I liked it, and I'll take the CD.
I'm sure you will.
Good morning, City.
It's a hit.
I feel like I'm using the word groove too much lately, but it's got a groove to it.
It's got a groove to it.
It's got a feel. Right. It's got a feel. Hi.
Quarter after six, and I'm drinking already, guys.
Yeah, that's a hit. What do you like the song?
Oh, okay. Yeah, he does.
Just so you guys know.
I think he may need a party, and he wants
that's
to drink.
That's right, okay.
Love the song. Hello.
Wheeler, you probably just have a boner right now listening to that song.
Well, I have since it got released yesterday, sure.
He's wearing sweats. No, yeah. No boner yet.
No.
Yeah. Oh, honestly, gross. If I did, you couldn't even tell.
Boner check.
Pack of certs, Wheeler. What do you think, hit or miss?
I'll take a hit.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hit or miss?
Hit.
Good.
Yeah.
Glad that wasn't the...
What do we hit there, Rena?
I need two more. Then I'll give you the total.
Hello?
Woo! Hit.
Likes it.
Okay.
Hello?
Well, tell us how you really feel. Come on.
They think it's
one more.
Mm-hmm. People are done, Rena.
Oh,
that's it. Yeah.
Let me guess. Is it about 9-2?
Yes.
No, wait. That would be 11.
Or sorry, it's 8-2.
8-2. So there's 10.
No.
What? 8 plus 2 is 10.
Oh. It's 7-2.
Oh, that is good. All right, 6:15.
Sorry, my own writing.
That track coming up here again in 45 minutes.
And now, what's trending?
All right, what do you got, Rena?
Joan Rivers, the cause of her death has been released, and it was actually low blood oxygen that just happened during a routine medical procedure. So basically, it's just one of the effects of anesthetic. So it could happen to anybody at any age at any time, just one of those things. It's always a risk when you go for surgery. They tell you, putting yourself under anesthetic, it's dangerous, it's hard to get up from, wake up from.
That's and don't happens. Be taking that stuff like it's over-the-counter drugs. Michael Jackson.
No, no kidding.
Yeah. That's so not that was her cause
sleep
of death.
Aid. Well, that's too bad to hear.
Yeah.
It really is. If you look at the trending on Twitter, it's a lot of baseball-related stuff. Wheeler, turn the computer. I want to play this again. Turn the computer up. Travis Ishikawa is trending.
Ishikawa.
Travis Ishikawa hits one into right. The Giants win the pennant.
Ah, that crowd in San Francisco went nuts.
But hang on, that was Joe Buck, who I like generally.
Yeah.
But do you find lately, like when for big calls, Joe Buck will just... play it again, right at the end there. They win the pennant, and then he shuts up.
Yeah, he doesn't give you anything else.
Travis Ishikawa hits one into right. The Giants win the pennant.
His thing seems to be give the moment and then let the fans have the moment. I guess that's what I'm speculating. But I don't know. It's a big moment for this Ishikawa guy. He, like in his interview afterwards, he was thinking about quitting baseball. But I guess Joe Buck's not going to go into all of that. Aaron Andrews did the interview. It was a bit easier of an interview than Richard Sherman last year.
And who was talking smack about you, Richard?
Bradtree!
All right, so the thing I find about with medical... medical breakthroughs, that there's really no breakthroughs lately as far as... But what they have been doing is they've been working on recovery times. I find recovery times for things have been getting shorter. Usually bone marrow transplants are usually followed up by a grueling six-month recovery time for therapy. They're saying that a two-day course of this certain drug is sufficient to control graft versus host disease. So they're saying you could have a recovery time of 2 days now. Hmm. From 6 months to 2 days.
That's cool.
Impressive.
Yeah.
That's bone marrow transplant. Heavy duty.
Yep. I mean, they're jamming like a stick into your spine and they're pulling it. Yeah.
You're not going in there to have a hangnail taken care of when you're having bone marrow transplant.
Yeah, exactly.
It's heavy duty.
Hangnail takes at least a week, too. Which
they're painful.
I know.
They try to play hockey with that?
No, thanks.
Sorry, guys. I can't play tonight.
Half the NBA misses games because of a hangnail. All right. That's what's trending at 6:25.
News is for HeadingleySports.com.
Did you miss that joke, Rena? Did you miss it?
I just caught the end of it.
Read the sponsor, Rena, and then you got to tell that one to start news. This is a breaking news story. Great joke by Wheeler.
News is for HeadingleySports.com's million-dollar inventory clear-out starts Saturday. Every 2014 snowmobile, ATV, side-by-side, and motorcycle must go 5160 Portage Avenue.
This guy out in the country named Stanley dies in this horrific fire, and he's burnt pretty bad, so they call his two best buddies, hunting buddies, Gomer and Cooter, to identify the body. So Cooter gets called in first, and he's burnt up pretty bad. And Cooter goes, man, he's burnt pretty good. Would you mind flipping him over? And he says, no, that ain't Stanley. The doctor thinks that's kind of weird, so he calls in the next guy, and he says, he's burnt up pretty bad. I can't really recognize him. Can you flip him over? So he flips him over. He goes, no, that ain't him. That ain't Stanley. He says to Gomer, he says, well, how do you know? He goes, well, Stanley had two assholes. Doctor says, what? He goes, yeah, every time he walk around, they go, hey, look, there's Stanley with them two assholes.
Mayoral candidate.
Sometimes the worse it is, the better it is.
Mayoral candidate Judy Washalisha Lees was heckled by the audience at a debate yesterday for refusing to answer some questions. Opponent Gord Steeves asked Judy if she believed raising the PST was the wrong thing to do, and Judy wouldn't answer. Multiple members of the audience began heckling her when she attempted to steer the conversation towards transit instead. Opponent Brian Bowman said afterward that it was not acceptable, an acceptable answer for someone who wants to lead our city. Investigators say a fire at Kildonan East Collegiate on Thursday was arson. The blaze was reported in the second floor washroom. There were no injuries. Crews got to the high school around 9:10 a.m. and forced an evacuation. The extensive smoke damage will cost about $500,000. And RCMP are looking for a driver who clipped two cyclists on the highway last week. The pair were riding along Highway 5 around 9 at night when they were hit by a truck's mirror. Both riders had minor injuries. Mounties say the man driving the pickup truck likely didn't even know what happened, but they believe his vehicle has minor damage.
Sports now. Jets game day. The Winnipeg Jets play their home opener tonight as they host Nashville. Jets got to be one of the last teams to play in front of their home fans. Winnipeg opened their season going 1-2 on a three-game road trip. The Preds 2-0-1. They haven't lost in regulation yet to start the season. Face-off tonight, 7 o'clock. It'll be wild card versus wild card in this year's Fall Classic. Travis Ishikawa hit a walk-off three-run bomb in the bottom of the ninth to give San Francisco a 6-3 win over St. Louis in Game 5 of the NLCS. So San Francisco advances to their third World Series in 5 years. That's quite an organization there. They will meet the red-hot Kansas City Royals starting on Tuesday. It was a good night for Canadian teams in the National Hockey League. Brendan Gallagher scored two goals to lead Montreal over Boston 6-4. Clark MacArthur scored the winner to give the Sens a 5-3 win over Colorado. Jonathan Quick made 43 saves, and LA's 1-0 shootout win over St. Louis. The Islanders still undefeated after a 4-3 shootout win over San Jose. Tyler Seguin scored a power play goal with 2.9 seconds left to give Dallas a 3-2 win over Pittsburgh. It was Washington over New Jersey 6-2, and the Rangers beat Carolina 2-1 in the shootout. Thursday night football, actually a good game for a change. New England blocked a would-be game-winning field goal in the final play as they beat the Jets 27-25. Tom Brady had 3 touchdown passes. The Patriots now 5-2. The Jets fall to 1-6. The Bombers will look to break their ugly 6-game losing skid when they host the Calgary Stampeders tomorrow night. It will not be easy. The Stamps own the best record in the CFL at 12-2. Kickoff is 6 o'clock.
Yeah, well, we hold the worst, so
what's
deal
up,
with that.
Calgary?
Yep.
Well, so what? You got a great Canadian running back.
Hey, no pressure on
us. 5 great quarterbacks.
So? No pressure on us. We lose again. No big deal. But if you lose, you're going to look stupid.
What was that you said earlier in the week? We're coming for you. Knocking shit over to get at you. What do you think? More sports at sportsnet.ca.
A 40% chance of drizzle today. I have 7. Tomorrow, mix of sun and cloud. A high of 9. Sunday, cloudy.
You know why Snoop Dogg carries an umbrella?
Oh, God. This is going to be
all morning. All morning.
For drizzle.
I liked the other one you used off air. What was it about?
Oh, why don't they play poker in Africa?
Yeah, that one was
because there's a lot of cheetahs.
Yeah.
What up?
I like cheetahs.
This is happening this morning.
Monday, sunny, high of 15. Currently cloudy, 5 degrees at 6:30.
Sean Reynolds was on the show yesterday from Sportsnet to talk home opener for the Jets tonight. If you missed it, we'll have him coming up here in less than 10 minutes. And after 7 o'clock, off the air yesterday, after the show, we called my grandmother for her 97th birthday yesterday. So we'll air that for you just after 7 o'clock. But do you guys remember, I think it was last week or the week before, I was telling you about the flag girl? Up in Riverbend.
Construction. Yeah, you say hi to her every day, and she never looks at you, or...
Well, every day, what would happen is, I would, you know, when it comes to the flag girl, just to reiterate really quickly, is that, you know, when you have a flag girl there, it's to remind people, like, hey, I'm an actual human being, not a sign saying, do whatever, like, hey, slow down. So what I like to do is I just like to wave, saying, hey, I recognize the job that you're doing. It's not an easy one, but I recognize the job you're doing, and all I get is a nod. She just nods.
I wave at the cadets too when they're blowing.
Oh,
the
absolutely.
Traffic lights are out.
Sure, yeah. Absolutely. And so I was kind of like, you know, kind of calling her out a little bit, say, hey, wave. I mean, do something. You're standing there for hours. Just pull your hand out of your pocket and go, hey.
She waved yesterday?
No, she's not there anymore.
Oh, fired her because of you.
Now it's just
way
a sign. I kind of feel bad. I haven't seen her in like a week and a half.
She was holding that sign to put her way through school.
I know.
And then her boss
now
is like,
she's probably stripping.
Yeah. Well, at least she's still holding on to a pole. That's a certain sense. But
I bet you her boss was listening to the show and fired her ass for not waving
at you.
Why would
she fire? For not waving?
For not waving at Dave Wheeler.
But now
you
it's just now.
You can't get in trouble for not waving.
Don't you know who his golf sponsor is? Wave at him.
You know what they have now? Is they have a sign of somebody holding a sign. I'm
dead
serious.
They've always had that sign.
Yeah, I know, but why not have a
sign? But usually it's a heads up, there's somebody holding a sign coming up sign. You know what I mean?
Maybe she's got some holidays.
But she's not there. It's weird. Like we had people calling from Riverbend last week. But it's been, like I said, it's been all week. I haven't seen her all week, and I didn't see her at the end of last week either.
I'm getting worried.
So am I. I'm afraid I may have cost this girl her job.
What have you done?
I hope she's okay.
Me too.
She's probably getting therapy.
She's probably crying over the side. Maybe she's hiding behind the urinal. I don't know.
Or this is all a ploy of hers. Huh? I'll play hard to get. I won't wave at him. Then I'll disappear for a week.
See,
now he's really... Look how... You're kind of infatuated with her now.
I wouldn't even say infatuated. I'm just concerned for her well-being, really.
Anybody who knows this girl... Wheeler wants to just take her out for a coffee.
No.
Figure out what's going on.
No. Now you're going to get me in trouble with my wife. Stop it. 6:40 now. So Rick Nielsen was on that. That's the brand new single from the Foo Fighters, Something From Nothing, which is on their forthcoming record called Sonic Highways. They've been on Letterman all week, and in that sound a little bit like Holy a little bit like Holy Diver, does it not?
I never thought of it until you just mentioned that, but suppose I could go there.
I'm not saying it's a direct ripoff, but I mean, you can tell there was some inspiration that came from there.
Yeah.
But Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick is the one that plays that dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. That's what he decided to contribute to that song. And then they were on Letterman last night, and I'm not the biggest Cheap Trick fan. I remember them from the Top Gun soundtrack.
Yeah.
Outside of that,
yeah, but well-respected in the industry.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. But, I mean, again, I didn't buy all their records.
I'm with you.
I wasn't huge into them.
Mean much to me growing up, no.
They've got a song called Stiff Competition that they performed last night. Dave Grohl decided to play the drums, and Taylor Hawkins took the microphone. There's Rick Nielsen there. See, there's a lot of people listening right now going, oh, yeah, I know this track.
Yeah.
You familiar with the arena?
Stiff Competition.
Taylor Hawkins just looks way too much like Dave Grohl. He is the blonde Dave Grohl. Like, his mannerisms, his hair, his beard.
But what I love about Taylor, though, is that, I mean, like, Dave's really good about saying, yeah, go off and do your own side projects or whatever, because Dave does a whole bunch. And so Taylor calls his band Taylor Hawkins and the Coattail Riders.
Yeah.
Because he knows without, you know, Dave, he's got nothing, right? Mm. But it's...
Yeah.
Sounds good. A little bit of a change-up. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to the record. That song, I think, is really good.
Yeah. No, I'm digging that new tune.
But again, Cheap Trick.
Yeah. But Cheap Trick, I mean, they don't mean much to you and I, but I get that they've meant a lot to a lot of people over
cultural
the years.
Cultural reference.
Yeah.
They did Highway to the Danger Zone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, great tune. Highway to... Now, that's a great tune right now. If Foo Fighters could write that, they'd be in real business. Okay, 708. My grandmother turned 97 years old yesterday. 97. She lives out in right by the U.S. border in southern Ontario. And we gave her a call yesterday towards the end of the show. We're going to air it for you here. Coming up in 10 minutes. First, a little more Taylor Hawkins at the helm with Rick Nielsen at Cheap Trick last night on David Letterman, the Foo Fighters. Delaware, Sellos. He's suing people at the hospital. He woke up from a colonoscopy.
Yeah.
In pink panties.
Oh, they were messing with him.
So he's suing them.
Sue them. That's a win. Take those panties.
722. Man. Wheeler in the morning, Philly and Rena. See, you don't sue because that's when the hot nurse walks in and goes, oh, did I get these mixed up?
Oh, yeah. Mine.
Yes, you did.
Naughty nurse.
7 is the high for today. There's a small chance of drizzle coming. 5 right now.
Rena's got the scoop coming up in about 15, 20 minutes or so. Mm-hmm. There's some good-looking movies opening this weekend, so she'll have that.
My grandmother turned 97 years young yesterday, and we decided to give her a call yesterday after the show out in Ontario.
Good morning, Heritage. Andrew speaking.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm looking for my grandma so I can wish her a happy birthday.
Okay, just give me one sec, okay?
Do you know which one it is?
Yes.
Okay, just checking. That's right.
Yeah, you were just going to grab a random one and see if we know the difference. He won't know.
Give me one sec.
Thank you.
Get to a certain age. I think it's like old men are the same way.
Just the first old lady walking by. Hey, you.
Hey, you. Pretend you're
June,
a Melba.
Get over here. Seasons don't fear
the reaper. Hello,
happy birthday!
Thank you very much, David. I love to see those two little boys again. They are sweet.
Yes.
It's nice and Candace is happy.
Well, she pretends to be.
You were lucky?
Yeah, very. Oh, are you kidding me? Look at her. Of course I'm lucky.
Yeah. Can't hear you.
Lots of visitors, eh?
Lots of visitors. How, you're 97 years old today. Happy birthday.
Well, you know, I can hear your voice, David, but I can't make out what you're saying. But I'm so glad you called me. It's nice of you. I was glad to see you and your happy family Sunday. So the kids are all coming in for supper tonight. Take me upstairs, sweet.
And a bottle of whiskey.
Don't open the will.
I hear you got a really good job, David.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Wonderful.
Yes, that's Big right.
I remember Barb.
It's a movie star,
he's
Dave.
He's a famous
Wheeler.
Actor.
Well, I'm a big deal.
Yeah. Filling Granny's head with lies.
Okay. Love you, Grandma.
Thanks very much.
Okay, bye-bye. Love you.
Bye. She's 97. We might as well make people believe he's like Robert Redford.
City traffic.
Oh, Grammy.
Mm-hmm. God, that was nice. Her. Always nice talking to her. Because she can't hear what we're saying.
It's always nice talking at her.
Yeah, but she gives you the spiel. Oh, she's so happy for you.
Yeah,
and thank you for calling. She's a sweetheart.
Yeah, so when I was there visiting her last weekend, she says, I said, say 97. She says, yeah, she goes, I don't think I'll make it to 100, but, you know, God willing.
Wow. That's good.
You've given up. Well done.
And good on the rest of your family for telling her that you're a world-famous actor.
Right. Yeah. Hey, what the hell?
Traffic is for MTS bundles. All of your MTS services really belong together. Bundle them with MTS. to get the best everyday price. Visit mts.ca/best price for more information.
Still, as we learned from George Costanza, it's not a lie if you believe it.
Congratulations, David, on your Oscar.
All right, hey, Jets home opener tonight. They are playing the Nashville Predators. MTS Center. This weekend is hometown hockey out in Selkirk.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be out there tomorrow.
I'm going to be out there Sunday.
You're going to be out Sunday between 12 and 2:30. Mm-hmm. And Joe Aiello is going to be there as well tomorrow while I'm there, so that's going to be fun.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, so it's going to be a big viewing area. There's going to be skating, I think. And
Ron McLean's
going to be there telling some stories.
And I haven't been to Selkirk in a while, so I'm kind of, pumped.
It's cool. Actually, I read this yesterday. Selkirk has two Hall of Famers in the NHL. Selkirk has produced two Hall of Famers. And we got Darren Helm, who's from St. Andrews, but played for the Selkirk Fishermen.
That's right.
Back in the day. So good hockey history up there.
Oh, man, Manitoba in general.
Yeah, we're going to be there all weekend. And, of course, Sunday, the Flames are playing. So we have tickets to give away to go see the Flames play. 780 City, CITI 2484. Calgary Flames tickets up for grabs with this trivia question. Rena's got the question. Philly and I are available for Lifelines. Go ahead, Rena.
The average man does this 18 times a day.
A day?
What? Is it?
I'd like to say masturbate, but there's no way. After three times, I'm done.
I ended up with battle wounds.
Hello. Ice City.
Let's go with Philly.
18, the average.
I won't say masturbate.
18 text messages?
No.
More?
Yeah, you guys are probably way higher than that.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
Good, go ahead.
How about belch?
No, not belch, no.
Hello.
Good morning.
Let's go with Wheeler.
18 times a day, they think about driving off the road when the kids are in the back.
No.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Fart.
Pardon
fart?
Me? That is correct.
Farts 18
really?
Times a day.
The average man farts about 18 times a day.
Oh, I'm way above
that. Yeah, Wheeler breaks wind like 18 times before 6 o'clock in the morning in the studio.
All right, so
Wheeler's a special case.
My name's Caitlin.
All right, hang on the line. We'll grab some details from you. You're off to see the Calgary Flames play Sunday evening. Good for you. 7:40 now. Scoop's coming up in 5. It's Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena.
And action. The Scoop with Rena J. Brought to you by Enns Brothers.
The wait's over. The biggest big sale ever is 9 a.m. till 6 p.m. this Saturday, October 18th at Enns Brothers. 925 Lajimodier.
Opening movies at the box office this weekend. We'll start there. There's a lot. Fury is the big one. This is the Brad Pitt movie, Shia LaBeouf in this one as well. It's a war movie about them fighting Nazis.
And Shane from Walking Dead in that
He's
one, too.
He's in it. I love Shane.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There is a lot of gore in this movie, apparently, but Brad Pitt, I was reading today that he is going to be bringing his kids to the movie because he doesn't care, because he thinks it's very important for them to see it.
Okay.
So even though his kids are 10 and under.
You know, they can always see it when they're a little older, Brad.
Yeah. It's not a big deal, bro. Uh-huh. Anyway, The Best of Me. This is a total chick flick love movie starring James Marsden. A pair of former high school sweethearts reunite after many years when they visit their small hometown and meet up with each other again.
It sounds like...
Oh, romantic.
Yeah, whatever.
A new family Halloween-ish sort of cartoon movie, The Book of Life. This one, I think it looks okay. Channing Tatum, one of the voices in this one. And it's a kid's cartoon movie. It's like a cartoon guy jumping through worlds to solve a mystery of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of those sort of movies. Kristen Stewart has a movie coming out. It's called Camp X-Ray. Now, she's the chick from Twilight, for those who don't know who Crystal
the one
Kristen
that never
Stewart
smiles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're really awful-looking, mean one. She's a soldier assigned to Guantanamo Bay. She becomes friends with a man who's in prison there for 8 years, and that's kind of how the story starts.
We saw the trailer. It looks interesting.
Just watched it again this morning. It's part of the morning wood, and I'll be disappointed if it gets bad reviews, because it looks excellent.
It really does, yeah.
Birdman opens up today. This one's starring Michael Keaton.
Looks really good.
Edward Norton. Yeah, looks good.
Yeah, a washed-up actor who once played a superhero must overcome his ego and his family as he's trying to do a Broadway play or something along those lines. Mm-hmm. So those are the big movies this weekend. Anything I missed that you guys were looking forward to?
No, those are the three that I had in the morning.
Yeah, there's a few other ones, but they never heard of them before.
So. That and Pornhub usually updates their clips every day, so there's no point mentioning those.
Yeah.
Right.
Check those out. Some good new amateur stuff.
Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff coming out of Russia lately, I find.
Yeah, with the subtitles?
Yeah, not a fan.
Me neither.
Feel kind of guilty.
I feel like the mafia might be making those. I don't
watch
them.
Porn every single day?
Pretty close.
I don't know about every day. But
on average, a week, I'd say three times a week, so every 2 days.
Well, it's important, Marina. Bad. We need to know what's going on in the porn industry for this show.
It's true.
That is not true.
Yep. It is
They are actors and actresses just like any other actor or actress.
Mm-hmm.
Moving right along, CBS says that they are getting ready for the next phase in how TV is being watched. That's right. Remember yesterday when I told you what HBO is doing?
HBO Go, yeah.
HBO Go. Well, CBS is jumping on board as well. TV cable companies are really going to start to suffer soon because all these networks are offering an app that you would pay for, subscribe to, and then you can watch sort of Netflix style all the shows that they have that you want whenever you want without commercials. And yeah, so CBS is going to be doing the same thing as HBO now.
Yeah, but how long until CBS has that I want to see?
Well, CBS has like Two Broke Girls. They've got, you know, I don't know. I guess if
Big Bang.
I'm not sure if it's Big Bang.
But a lot of those are on Netflix already, aren't they?
Oh, the reruns and stuff. We're talking about the brand new show.
Brand new? Yeah.
Yeah, everything will be uploaded on there and you can watch it. You know, when
I would do HBO,
you don't have to PVR anymore, and
not CBS.
But pretty soon, if like tons of networks are doing this, you know, just pick a couple of your favorites, subscribe, and then
mm-hmm.
you know,
well, you're I'll
paying
be
that huge cable bill.
I'll be like I have a smart TV at home, yeah. And I have YouTube on it. I like you guys know I love YouTube, but now I can sit down on the couch and flip through YouTube like on
That's
my big
pretty
screen.
Sweet.
It's awesome. Yeah, I absolutely love it.
And Pornhub.
There's an app.
Porn addict. Joan Rivers. Basically, they've come out with a reason that she has passed away. The official cause of death, low blood oxygen that happened during the routine medical procedure. She had some acid reflux, so they were checking that out, I guess. And I guess this could just happen to anybody. No oxygen to the brain. She died. It's just a general side effect of anesthetic. So this could happen to anybody getting any surgery. There was no one screwed something up. You know what I mean? Muhammad Ali is actually sick. He's alive, but he's really sick. His daughter was ambushed by paparazzi yesterday, and she said, my dad's fine, he's just really, really ill. But apparently, he's 72 years old now. He's in bad shape, and he can't leave the house whatsoever. He's got people there who are caring for him right now. No one's really sure what exactly is wrong with him, but he was diagnosed with Parkinson's back
years ago. Yeah,
a long time ago, so that's...
Cassius Clay.
Sorry, how old is he?
72.
72, yeah.
His fights have been on classic ESPN lately. Oh, man, I could watch Ali fight every day.
And finally, you know that idiot UFC fighter War Machine, the one who beat up his porn star girlfriend really, really bad? And then there was that manhunt for him for like a week.
Mm-hmm.
He tried to kill himself in jail yesterday, but a corrections officer caught him in time, and he couldn't check out. Haha. Your time in jail.
I'd rather see him rot in prison.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's a total creep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's trying to sell T-shirts to help. It's called Free War Machine T-shirts, a whole line he started to try and raise money for his court fees and stuff because he thinks that he's innocent and that she deserved it for his latest
Walking
statements.
Dead again Sunday night.
That's right.
Looking forward to episode 2 of the new season.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Terminus.
Yeah.
That's the scoop.
Phone. Brought to you by Advance Electronics with not a cent to pay for 1 year OAC. No interest, no admin fees, no prepaid taxes during the Advance Great Fall Sale. On now.
By the way, that was the brand new Foo Fighters, Something from Nothing. Brand new show debuts tonight on HBO.
It does, eh?
Yep. Yeah, Sonic Highways, 8-part series. I think each episode is going, they're going to do one song for the record because there's 8 songs on the new record, which is out November 10th.
I don't have HBO, but when Game of Thrones starts up again, that's when, with all the respect to Dave and the Foo Fighters, I'll wait till Game of Thrones comes back.
Don't worry, I will recite the whole thing for you word for word every
Can
Monday.
You?
Yeah.
Monday morning. I look forward to that.
And I'll act it out like charades, too.
Yay.
Charades is fun. We don't play enough charades. Maybe at Christmas I'll get the family playing charades.
I like Pictionary.
Yeah. Mm. Lots of good guess categories.
Hungry, hungry hippo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just chaos.
Smash.
You got to yell to make extra noise during Hungry, Hungry Hippos. All right, let's get to the bone phone. 780-BONE, 780-2663.
By the way, as soon as we're done here, we're going to take caller 9 and they're going to win a copy of Sonic Highways.
That's right.
At 780-CITY.
Okay. Reina, a guy here looking for more sports. Can you imagine that?
I forgot the date on the Bison. The Manitoba Bison. Thank you.
What's more Manitoba Bison's updates? The only thing I would say about that is there's so much sports on Monday mornings and on any given day, right? I get accused of having too much sports. So, and then you get the Bison hockey team, the Bison football team. Mm-hmm. I will tell you, the football team plays tonight IG Field.
Yep.
They host Saskatchewan.
Very nice.
And maybe we'll try to work some more Bison updates into there as well. This guy with a question about our ability to remember names.
Hey, guys. I listen to your podcast every day. And I noticed something that you do every time, and it's, I don't know if you do it on purpose or not, but it's hilarious. Every single time you get somebody online for a contest or something, you ask him his name, and he'll be like, hey, yeah, my name's Eric, or whatever. And then, you know, you'll do your thing, and 2 minutes later, you're like, all right, Eric, you win this, or whatever. And you'll be like, oh, sorry, wait, what's your name? And then he'll tell you again. And it's so funny, because it's like, come on. 2 minutes. Like, can you remember his name? Like, I get it. Yeah. Names are hard, but come on.
Unless
you must be doing it on purpose.
Unless their name is Doug, we really don't care.
Yeah. We have multiple winners every morning. Yeah. There's way too many people, and there's no face to put it to, so that makes it more difficult.
I am really bad with names. I will admit that. Yep. Leave the geese alone. Stop complaining about them. That's what this guy says.
I'm just getting kind of sick of hearing about everybody complaining about the geese. When you live in a city that's full of lakes, what the heck do you want the geese to do? Just fly over them? They're lakes. They're geese. That's how they live. It's not their problem we put lakes all over our city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but why does there have to be so many of them?
I think we could do something humane about the population within the city limits.
I live by the mint. So I have a major goose problem.
Getting a little ridiculous within city limits, I would say.
Woods.
Yeah. New Foo Fighters, this guy, impressed, apparently.
Hey, guys, just driving home here, and I got the privilege of listening to the new Foo Fighters song. I'm not a huge Foo Fighters fan, but I'm listening to this song, I'm like, man, this song really rocks. That's the sound of my mind getting blown.
A lot of people looking forward to the new record being released November 10th, including me.
Real or no?
Who'd have thunk it, huh?
Not too many complaints so far about Rogers' coverage of the NHL.
No.
Is there one? Yes, we do. Boy. Yep.
I mean, I like football. You push the NFL down our throats with the CFL here, but I don't mind watching football. But hockey's out Canada's sport. I got 7 hockey games showing to be played on Thursday evening, and you think I could find one on MTS channel. I can't find one damn hockey game, but I can find a football game. An NFL American football game, but not a Canadian team playing in a hockey game on 5 channels of TSN. Wow. Not one game.
Looking in the wrong place.
And obviously, it's coming down to who cares? Like, you want to watch hockey, you're going to have to pay for it.
Well, the Habs and Bruins were on Sportsnet 360 last night.
Yeah, see, that's the thing, dude.
But with MTS, like, I don't get any Sportsnet channels in my basic package at all. So I have to specifically pick a package that's got, like, 20 different sports channels and pay an extra $6 just to get the package. Well, no, for someone who would only watch just to see the opening, you know, like someone like me, so...
Look at it this way.
At the same time, you know, like, I thought, how come there isn't a TSN and a Sportsnet? Both in the basic, you know? Yeah. I get what he's saying. That's why he's flicking around.
Well, that's more of a question for MTS, because within Shaw, I get that.
Yeah,
I get Sportsnet as part of my basic package.
So that's not a Sportsnet issue. That's an MTS issue.
Yeah, I would say, like Phil said.
And by the way, TSN does not have hockey anymore.
Right.
Aside from regional Jets, regional Senators, and half of the Leaf games, I think.
Yeah, and RDS, which is part of Bell. But you're looking in the wrong place for starters, and you might have to get Sportsnet on your package with MTS. Yeah. Not my fault they don't offer it as basic. This guy with a question about the Bombers.
Rena, go for a smoke, about to get sporty. Okay, guys, need to know, why isn't Greg Carr playing for the Bombers? Also, why are you guys not letting us know what Enoch Mwamba is doing? Why isn't he playing for the Bombers?
Okay, Greg Carr, don't know. I mean, he went away a long time ago. He was with Edmonton, and then, yeah, so I don't... I'm not going to follow his endeavors after he leaves the Bombers. Enoch plays with the Colts. He's a part of the Colts organization.
Yeah.
He went and made that team in the offseason. He's really good. That's what happens. It sucks because he's a great Canadian linebacker. Mm-hmm.
We're still waiting for a recliner Mwamba, pull-out Mwamba, and futon Mwamba.
I like futon. Have you seen him? He's a running back.
Yeah, he's fantastic. Really a couchy. We make fun of because his brother's name is Couchy Mwamba.
Joe Mack used to like to draft guys who could possibly make the NFL, and then they'd go make the NFL.
Yeah.
Oops, damn it, sorry.
Yeah.
Because, anyway. So one last call here, and it's about one of our favorite new games on the program, Screw, Marry, Kill.
This message is for Philly this morning on Marry, Screw, Kill. Think outside the box, man. Penelope Cruz, yes, sorry, she deserves to die. She's not the world's sexiest woman alive. But change her religion to Mormonism. marry both Eva and Sophia.
Oh, man.
And screw them both. What's the problem? Have a good day. Bye.
You got to play by the rules, man. Come on.
But that is creative. Can you imagine being married to both those?
We'll try to get more creative on our answers.
All right. 813. Caller 9 right now. Gets a brand new copy of Sonic Highways, the new record from the Foo Fighters. 780 City, CITI 2484. 92 City FM, world-class rock, Zeppelin, and Ramble On, 821, Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena. Good morning.
7 is the high for today, 40% chance of drizzle, 5 degrees right now.
Wheels, while you were in the washroom, I sent out a bunch of emails from your account, so expect some odd responses in the next couple hours.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's funny, Phil.
You didn't reply to that tranny, did you?
What's that?
You didn't reply to that tranny,
did
you?
I did. I told her to meet you after the show up back.
Man. Yeah. Oh, and I see you also emailed Guy Lawrence, the head of our company. That's nice.
Yeah, I told him you have. I think I have
good
herpes.
Trick.
Yeah,
awesome. Okay, 780 City CITI 2484. We have. Oh, by the way, really quickly, Toys for Boys for the Temptation. Your cue to call coming up in less than 10 minutes. KB is coming up before 9 o'clock. The NHL report's coming up. There's lots of good stuff left. But we have one more copy of Sonic Highways to give away. This is a win it before you can buy it. What are you laughing at?
I just saw the email that I got from you. Dave Wheeler. Hey, Rena, I think I might have herpes. Can we talk after the show? Wheeler.
It only got sent to Rena. I don't know. I was bored.
If you start seeing any sores show up around your mouth, let me know.
And I was laughing so hard when I said it. I'm going to burn Wheeler.
I didn't
Wheeler.
Even notice till just now.
Guy can't even go for a poop without getting sabotaged around here. All right, here's what we're going to do. Someone has to try and stump me with some Dave Grohl trivia this morning. If you can stump me with it, but you have to know the answer. Like, you can't just be like, what was his dog's name when he was a kid? Well, you have to actually physically know the answer if you're going to try and stump me. For some David.
What was his dog's name?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
I don't even know if he
had
a
Larry.
Dog.
Philly wins.
Yeah. So if you can stump me with some Dave Grohl trivia this morning, then you got the last copy of Sonic Highways. Good morning.
Hello, City.
Hello. I've been listening, and you want to give away a copy of Sonic Highways. You know, I was watching them on the TV, on the talk show, and the guy, Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick, was on it. And, you know, it sounds like their music, too. It's great.
Yeah.
True. Yes, nailed that one. Yeah. Yeah, I nailed that one. Okay, next call.
Okay.
Hello.
Good morning. Hi.
Hi.
Okay.
Good. Go ahead.
What is the name of the second album?
Second album is There's Nothing Left to Lose.
No.
Nailed it. Yeah, Foo Fighters is self-titled.
Shapes and Colors.
Oh, The Color and the Shape. That's correct. You got it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yes. Well done. Damn.
That was quick.
I thought this was going to take forever.
Me too. You'd be here at noon, guy, City.
All right, hang on the line. We'll grab some details from you. You got yourself a copy of Sonic Highways, the new record from the Foo Fighters.
Toys for Boys 4.
The Temptation.
Okay. One more week after this, and that's it. Then we have all our qualifiers for Toys for Boys 4, The Temptation, down at Ems Brothers on Lounge. $40,000 in prizing. $40,000 in prizing. Your choice of a portable G2 hot tub, or a Bowflex, or a Progression Fold treadmill from Crevco Lifestyles. One foosball table from Avo Game Room. Tool package from Rona, about $1,000. And, of course, the Four Seasons Power Sports package from Ems Brothers. A Sea-Doo, a Ski-Doo, quad.
How about that Phantom Drone quadcopter?
How about it?
From Photo Central.
I think it's awesome.
Spy on people with that. I don't think that's what they intended for, but you could. I mean, you
know. Guess what it's intended
just
for.
Just don't take it to a soccer match in Albania, apparently.
Really?
Oh, you didn't hear about this? No,
I don't go to soccer games in Albania.
No, there was a soccer match
okay,
over there
I won't.
For the 2016 qualifying, and they wouldn't allow in the visiting team, and so they brought a drone in and they flew one of their flags in. Pandemonium breaks loose. Fighting everywhere. Cats and dogs making... Yeah, it was crazy.
Well, look at that. We've got a trip for two to Albania to see soccer, so that's a great part of the prize package.
780 City CITI 2484. Been through 86 calls off the air. That makes you 87.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Right on, dude. 88.
88.
That's Tommy Lee, dude. 89.
Ooh.
Yeah.
90. Sorry.
Sorry, dude.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hi. What's your name?
Evan.
Evan.
Devin or Evan?
Evan.
Evan.
Evan, yeah. Evan, you're 92.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what's next, man? You got to make the decision. The temptation, or do you want to go with the grand prize?
I want to open the toy box.
You're going to open the toy box?
Yeah.
You got balls, man.
Brave.
Bravery. I like it. I like where your head's at. Okay. Let's find out what's inside.
An all-inclusive seven-day trip for two to the four-star Memories Caribe Beach Resort in sunny Cayo Coco, Cuba, courtesy of Sunwing Vacation.
No
Evan,
way.
You're yeah. going to Cuba,
no
man.
Way. Woo!
Oh, my gosh.
Here you probably thought you were going to get, like, my beard hair.
You were probably hoping for the beard hair.
Congratulations, Evan. You are off to Cuba.
Oh, my God. That's wicked.
Buy a Speedo, baby!
All right, Devin. Hang on the line. We'll grab some details. Man, lucky son of a bitch. 8:39, next chance coming up this afternoon.
Listen to Loud.
I like Loud.
And he enjoys cooking.
And it is delicious.
Yes, it is.
Here's ex-bomber Kelly Butler
with Wheeler in the Morning on 92 City FM.
Let's go.
Changed, man.
I upgraded to a new suit.
Well, no, you're officially a suit now. Like, you're a
management.
Manager. Yeah, you're a suit.
So that means people whisper
God,
about you
do
in
you
the
smoke
office.
Cigars and drink cognac and flip your cards out and, like, snap them in your hands?
And talk to hot chicks and have a bunch of sex? Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
That's not the suits we're talking about.
Was it Mad Men? That's what they did to Mad Men, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah,
right.
they would drink all day long, smoke cigarettes, and be in the best dress. So if that's the life I'm about to start living, sign me up twice.
Executive Kelly Butler.
Yeah, it's not the suit, it's the person that wears it. You know, yep. Kind of like when we look
at the attitude you get while wearing the suit.
You gotta, it's like a uniform. I feel more important. People take you.
You look very important now.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So you're saying, you know, she's hitting on me again.
Oh,
you look important.
It's impossible not to. Come this close to hitting on you, man.
I'm surprised Philly hasn't jumped on you yet.
It's okay. Watch your hands. Let me see your hands at all times, please.
And your hair looks a little more respectable, and you're shaven. You don't have any, like, you know, the goatee or nothing. Like, this is a whole new style for you.
Who are you?
People are not going to recognize you at all.
That's a good thing, because the people that used to know me might still have some bad things to say. You got to change.
The women, anyway.
We wanted to ask you specifically. Let's get into right into the bomber talk. This whole Grigsby situation. Mike O'Shea handled it well during the press conference. I don't like using the word quit.
The Q word. Like a dirty word with professional
dirty,
athletes.
Yeah, dirty
right?
word. Yeah. Dirty.
But he asked for his release. Now, a guy who sits there and he goes, touchdown leader, fourth in the league in rush yards, and they came to him and they said, listen, we want you to play a backup role to Paris Cotton. What does it say about a guy who goes, no, I want my release? What does it say about a guy like that?
I mean, in the day, I respect somebody who's a competitor. In professional athletes, you have a lot of pride. The Bombers right now, and I'll be very not playing, and I'm comfortable with being in this situation, is they make a lot of dumb decisions. Their management right now is putting the Bombers in not a good chance to win. And when a guy is playing well and the offensive line is struggling right now, for whatever reason, there's a number of components to that, but he's able to still be productive and he's your workhorse. Him saying he doesn't want to be on this team, okay, you know, that's a personal choice. But from the Bombers' perspective as a business, he has value. So instead of going out thinking with your pride as a coach or a management, and some of those, Wade Miller has been a very good businessman for a number of years, it would be a smart business decision to hold him and trade him for some value. Him cutting him doesn't do anything. Right now, we're out of the playoffs. We have two games left. But if we're able to go out there and trade Grigsby to get a couple offensive linemen, that's a good trade.
Well, O'Shea was asked.
And he said no comment.
Yeah. Did you try to trade him? And he, like, it was like something he didn't want to say about trying to trade him. I'm not sure what he was getting at, but he just said they explored it. It felt
and the fact that nobody signed him yet may speak volumes.
Somebody will. Running backs are a dime a dozen in this league.
Yeah.
We go through a lot of running backs, but at the end of the day, he still has value. You still have to go out there and weigh all your options. You ask yourself another question. Rombie Bryan is older. He's not productive anymore, but he goes out there and plays, and they go out there and put Aaron Kelly as a healthy scratch. Mm-hmm. And Aaron Kelly was our go-to staple receiver for Drew Willey for the beginning part of the season. The direction and decisions that the Bombers have made as far as with personnel is really the biggest issue. You can't develop this team in the draft because it takes 1, 2, 3 years for a guy in the draft to go out there and get better. But you look at the teams that are going out there playing well, the Odell Willis, mayor of Swaggerville here, now he goes out there and kicks. There's a couple of words I could use out of the Bombers. Mm-hmm. And he's going out there and a spark plug for that defense. And I think they traded him or released him for a second-round draft pick. You look at a guy like a Brendan Labatt. You look at a guy.
Well, Labatt left on his own accord, for the record.
I'm not off the record. It was just poorly managed. I mean, that's one of those things.
He was always going back to Saskabush. He knocked up his cousin, and he needed to go back to support the other side of the family. We knew he was gone. They could have offered him $1 million here, and he wouldn't have stayed.
That's your personal opinion.
No, true. We all knew that.
Being his roommate and maybe being talking to him a couple more times than you did, I would have said different. But, I mean, I could be wrong here. I mean, you never know. But
well, let me ask you this, though. If you're back in your playing days and Grigsby did what he did, would you view it as quitting? Or would you go, no, that's a business decision.
It's not a business decision.
I'm not going to hold it against him.
I mean, I was in that similar situation. I know being a professional and having a second chance, I started my first year, and then my second year, I was a backup to Glenn January. Was I happy about that? Did I have other opportunities?
And you stuck with it, right?
I stuck with it because I knew that was the end of my career.
Yeah,
if Grigsby wants to continue playing, you're on a 6-game losing streak. I'm not saying you're quitting on the team, but is the team quitting on you? Mm-hmm. Is the direction as far as when you look at the Bombers, they have the most phenomenal fans in the city. They have a phenomenal stadium, but they're making decisions that aren't working well. I feel like O'Shea is the right guy as a head coach, but he has some poor supporting cast.
Mm-hmm.
Belfay, nice guy, but he wasn't productive in Hamilton.
Yeah.
He didn't go out there and have a stellar offense in Hamilton. So right now, is it really a player, or when a coach goes out there and calls a play, you're going to run it, but you're like, this, the likelihood of being successful, Echeverry and his defense, let's be honest, unorthodox doesn't mean it's going to go out there and get you results. It was early on, it was fun, it was fancy, window dressing as people like to do it, but it's not fundamentally sound. So when you look at Echeverry's defense, they can't stop the run, they're getting worse. You as management being Wade Miller, being O'Shea, you say, you know what, I got to take a step back and look at the people I surround myself with, saying, am I putting my players in the best position to go out there and win? And they're not. And that's just the reality.
But as a fan, I prefer to blame one guy, and I'm going to blame Grigsby. I don't care. It's all his fault.
The whole season's all his fault.
It's on him. He quit.
What do you do? You're able to play. You don't want to be a cancer.
Yeah.
Obviously, as a coaching staff and a management staff, you don't see value in me.
Mm-hmm.
So what do I do?
It's a dilemma.
It's a dilemma because sometimes people say players are uncoachable. It's not they're uncoachable. I have a window of football. And if I don't want to be a cancer on this team, you don't want me on this team, what should I do? Should I just be quiet and go out there and be your scout team back? What should I do?
Standing up for himself, essentially. I ain't a backup.
Right.
Either put me in a starter or give me my release is basically what Grigsby said.
I see what
you're saying, Kelly. I see your point.
The only thing I say is it's a business.
Mm-hmm.
Let's never forget professional sports is a multi-billion dollar and the CFO multi-million dollar business.
Mm-hmm.
And he is an investment. And when you don't think of him as a value, he becomes a liability. But he still has value to some other team.
Yep.
So if that's how he makes his livelihood, that's how he goes out there and puts his food on the table for his family, and you're not allowing that man to do that, give him a chance to go somewhere else that some other team. One man's trash is another man's treasure.
It's like when Rena buys shoes. There's obviously going to be a pair that she's not going to wear as much.
What? Someone said shoes?
Shoes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She didn't hear a word. I said
shoes.
Shoes. Football.
I blacked out, but then I heard shoes and came too.
She has been rubbing your suit jacket the entire time.
And I've been enjoying it. I think I should just walk around in suits all the time because the looks and the women.
Cigars. Dude, I want cigars.
Let's do it. Let's go on a suit day. You know, for no reason, we just wear suits. Suits and cigars and cognac.
Yep.
I like it.
I'm in.
Kelly Butler looking for a suit day. You can hit him up on Twitter, Kelly Butler 68.
And now, stories we missed on 92 City FM. World-class rock.
Yeah, I was going to come right out and say it. These feminists need to get their shit together real quick. It's really starting to drive me nuts when we hear about these slut walks that happen. You know, there was all across the country in all these cities, there was a slut walk for women to go out saying, hey, you know what? We can dress the way we want. We don't need to be saying, you know, like, just because we dress a certain way doesn't mean that we deserve to be raped. Remember there was that court case where the judge says,
making a statement against someone who had said that, then, right. well,
if you dress that way, you deserve to get raped, which is ludicrous.
Which I completely agree. I think the slut walk is a great idea to bring attention to that kind of thing. But then you've got these feminists in Calgary. It is a feminist group in Calgary who seeks to take back Halloween because they feel that Halloween has turned into a sexualized holiday with women being objectified with all these slutty nurse and slutty Harry Potter and all these slutty...
I don't know why you get so worked up because there's always these small minority groups complaining about something somewhere, everywhere. And like, I guarantee the women who do the slut walk have nothing to do with the women who want to take back Halloween.
But that's my exact point is that they're all calling themselves feminists and it's giving them a bad name. Like, it really is. Because one's doing one thing, and another one's doing the other thing, and they're completely objectifying each other. Look, they're contradicting each other.
Girl, there are still going to be slutty nurses out at Halloween.
No, that's fine, but it's just it's ridiculous when I see them say, we're going to take back Halloween. Halloween never went away. You can dress however you want.
Well, they're essentially protesting against their fellow women, right? Because it's the fellow women who have decided to dress like this. Yeah. So you're... I'm not sure what your message is. You're sending a message to other women who dress like this. You know what? The naughtiness of Halloween is one of the greatest things to ever happen to Halloween. I love going to Hooters on Halloween. They're all dressed up. It's awesome.
It says
that
here,
makes me a bad person.
Yeah, they're still going to be, you know, we're all still going to wear slutty costumes all the time. So you don't have to stress out about it.
The organizer says, when we saw these costumes in a costume shop a couple of months ago, you know, this is a problem for all ages, and this is something that we want to take back by having something like a feminist costume contest where you actually have to be creative and think about things that don't gender stereotype or they may actually empower women.
Like, enough. It's Halloween. It's supposed to be fun. What about the guys? I want to take back Halloween. We're supposed to dress in like Leonidas in a loincloth.
Yeah.
I'm not a piece of meat.
My eyes are up here, ladies.
Right. Enough with this Halloween objectifying men.
You're just going to have to stay home on Halloween, Philly. Hand out candy. It's the safest thing to do.
What do you got, Phil?
Jimmy Fallon. I'm careful on how much Fallon we play because it's like, you know, he's doing crazy stuff all the time. But when it involves a rock legend, this was very creative. You had Sting on, and they picked a random audience member, and they're like, hey, Sting's going to do your voicemail on your phone. And here's how it went down here.
I'm going to record on the count of three. Sting will do your outgoing message, okay? All right, very good. Ready? One. Two, three.
Sorry, I'm away. Looks like you miss me. Oh, you just leave your name when you hear the beep. Oh, I hope that you will leave a. I hope that you will leave a message on my voicemail.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. Although it's very long. Yeah. So after you left, you know, you call the guy a couple times, you're like, all right, change that Sting voicemail that's 6 minutes long before I have to leave the message.
The only thing is, though, that anyone can put that on their outgoing voicemail. I wish he would have personalized it a little bit better.
Yeah, and the crowd starts cheering. They kind of ruined it there at the end.
Yeah.
But Sting's actually, I watched the whole segment with him. He was fun. He had some fun. Yeah.
You know those emails that go around about the weird people of Walmart and stuff?
Oh,
you know?
I love those.
Oh, they're so entertaining. Well, this kind of goes along with that. A man was arrested for allegedly having sex with a stuffed toy horse in a Florida Walmart.
Oh, God.
So
Does a horse press charges?
It's like a horse that's probably like...
Didn't hear the horse complaining.
3 feet, you know, like it's not huge, but it's small. So this guy, he's like young too. He's 19 years old. He takes the horse, so they have it on camera, and he takes the horse to the bed section of Walmart. He proceeds to get under the covers of one of the display beds screws the horse leaves it there, and security is standing there like, you know, what the hell? So he takes off running. So they end up tackling him and chasing him down,
like
going, hey, man.
From his buddies or something.
Well, according to police, he really did, you know.
I've heard of finishing
the horse. And then they're saying he contaminated the bed because he left the horse in the bed, so he owes them all this money.
That's going to be weird.
The horse is pregnant, so.
It's going to be a weird mix.
Listen, I've heard of the mob leaving a horse head in bed, but this takes it to a whole new level.
Oh, God.
Ridiculous.
Everybody give him a big round of applause.
Get the podcast daily
or listen live weekdays 6 to 10 on 92 City FM.